Jerk Magazine Podcast.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to Jerkcast. We are Jerk Magazine's podcast, weekly podcast, and this is our sixth episode. So I'm Haley.
I'm Keely.
I'm Lucy.
Woo! Haha! And I'm Will Smith. That's my Will Smith impression. I'm sorry, I'm Malcolm, you guys. This is a Fresh
the
Prince.
Will Smith rapping.
Yeah, that was my, like, because he does that. Okay, well, let's just talk about whatever we're talking about here.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
All right. First, we're going to talk about the Jerk launch party, which we told you guys to come.
Yeah, right?
We bribed y'all with the pleasures of meeting us.
And you could have done that. We were there for some time.
We had some chicken and some waffles.
We did.
Together on the same plate. And we waited for you guys. The launch party, it was a pretty good turnout. That was the first I've went to one. I've worked for Jerk for a while, but I'm on staff, like web staff this year. So it's the first time I've went to one. I'm not really sure how to compare it, but.
Same for me. But like, it was cool. There was this dope band. I forgot what their name is, like Bad Peaches or Rotten Peach or something like that.
They were good. It sounded kind of like old timey music, not like a.
It was underground, like a funk fusion. It was like, if I was a pretentious music asshole, I would say it's like something fusion. Their sound, but it was like, it was really cool. It was
like when you see kids like that with like guitars, you expect some like Cute Is What We Aim For, like All Time Low, or like then like, or like Avenged Sevenfold, but like you don't expect what they were.
Oh man, their sound was so smooth. That was like, it was like I was in an elevator, but like a real like cool laid back elevator.
A hipster. Here we go again. Jerkcast buzzword. Okay, so launch party was pretty good. We should give a shout out to the female comedian.
Yes, I think this is her real name, Sammy Ruddy. She did great stand-up comedy. Follow her on Twitter. She's really funny. At Samly Matters. S-A-M-L-Y Matters, because it's like family matters. That's a good Twitter name. But no, she was really great, and I hit her up after the show just to tell her how great she was. I was like fangirling over her.
Yeah, Lucy, we did that too, right?
Oh, totally.
Oh, yeah. Is that what you
totally
guys did?
The time we were, the time we were totally at the launch party.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
As a matter of fact, everyone was at the launch
Everyone on the podcast team was at the launch party. It was not just Malcolm and I.
Yeah, right?
We were not.
Just sitting, watching the door,
solo,
waiting for you guys.
Everyone was so sad. Everybody that walked in, we got all,
So, you know, thanks for that.
Thanks,
guys. No, but
we
were already there, so, like, yeah.
You guys didn't see us? Like,
so the launch party was in the midst of Halloween weekend. It was just a nice little latte break from the festivities that commenced this past weekend. Mm-hmm. Halloween weekend part one. Ooh. Thoughts?
Ooh. I liked it. Well, you know, because I don't know. I hate Halloween in general, mainly because I, like, hate putting effort into shit. But my costume, I did, like, no effort. I was Clark Kent, which means I just wore a Superman shirt under a dress shirt with a tie. And that was, like, fine. Got like 45 likes on the picture on Facebook, so you know it was good. That's how I like, you know, value myself based on likes on Facebook. The tie looked great. It was $50. I bought it in high school. Still have that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, people generally reacted great to that. How about you guys?
Generally reacted great to that.
Yeah.
generally took a survey.
A good response. Out of the party, and there was generally a very positive response.
Pretty good turnout after that.
Well, I think I might have said this last week, but I'm not sure. But I had a really good idea for this Halloween weekend, too, with my fellow blonde girlfriend and I. We're going to be the blonde emojis. But she never showed up this weekend. Shout out to
horrible
her for
friend.
Being a horrible friend. So I actually did not have a costume this weekend. I kind of got a little screwed, and I wore dance attire because even though I haven't taken a ballet class since high school, I always bring all of my dance stuff to school with me, like leotards and all. Don't even know why. So I was just a dancer, which is pretty basic. But I did see a funny costume this year. Do you guys remember Sims?
Those are my friends.
Com designers.
Yeah.
I saw love pictures them. From a party where there was a group of people who were like mom, dad, and little kid sim, and they actually had the green things above, the green triangles or whatever.
The like diamond things. It was great. I was so proud.
That was creative. Mm-hmm. I can actually speak sim. How familiar are you guys with Sims?
Too familiar.
Would you be able to would you be able to ascertain if I can speak it? This is going to be really embarrassing for me to do this, but when I was younger, I played Sims so much. All right, I can literally speak Sim. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go for it.
Assume the wawa is too profound, mehewe? Mehewe? Gosh, Raymond, demo flam. Like, you know how they just, like, invent...
Yeah. I'm letting you know right now, if you were to start this off by saying, I'm about to speak Italian for you guys, I would have bought that. I totally would have just been like, oh, wow, knows, that was great.
Anybody that knows Sim.
Yeah. No, that was...
That was good.
That was rather
They're always
accurate.
Like, oh, gosh, Ramel Dimmelflum.
Barco Tansy Bediniflap.
You know what I mean? And you're always like, what the hell?
That one's a little
like,
less what? Italian, but... Like...
No, like, I can speak... Anyway, that's so really embarrassing, but that was a good costume.
It's true that, yeah, they were there also at that party. My friend this year and last year, actually, she's Milk. And she's
How are you Milk?
She dresses in, she just puts on a white dress, and then she put a 2% on, like, her stomach, and then she puts a straw on her hair.
It sounds like
Milk.
The least effort for anything.
Oh, it was
no,
great.
Right?
No,
oh, man, that's great, though.
I probably win at least effort. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, you
probably
definitely
do. I have a...
Same thing
I don't know
year.
If I spoke... Did I say
you
something?
Might have, you might have.
I'm a pizza. I'm a pizza. It's a nice little triangle. You just put it over your head, and you Velcro the sides. It's a pizza poncho. And I wear it every time, and I can wear whatever I want underneath, and it works.
That is your costume
and
for,
people
like, the rest
love it.
Of your life, I feel like.
It is.
You got.
Every night. No matter what.
Wait, what were the worst costumes? Or do we have more best? I don't really think anybody was that creative that I saw.
No, nobody went hard. Maybe they're all saving it up for next weekend, but this weekend it was like a precursor.
Like,
so.
I wanted to laugh. I wanted to see people and be like, ha-ha, that's all, you know.
I did see three Mileys, though. I count that as worst costume.
Oh.
At least, I think we should hold a tally.
Of like,
Mileys that we will see. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see the BuzzFeed article, actually, that was like, something creative ways that people have dressed up as Miley Cyrus?
There's no creative ways
no,
if you're doing
no,
it.
No, maybe
not.
There is.
This one guy, he had, like, he put this bald cap on, but, like, he sprayed it silver, and he, like, had, like, this little, like, chain sticking up, and he put a Barbie doll on it. Just a naked Barbie doll.
Okay, he was a
wrecking
ball.
It was just, like,
ball.
A little, like, he had a little wrecking ball hat. Like, they were, like,
a little wrecking ball hat.
All right, yeah, okay, that one I get props to him, but I cannot get behind any sort of Miley Cyrus costume to me. Like, that's, like... You know, it's too easy. It's too easy to go there, and everyone's going to be doing it. I want a little originality. So if you have to do Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana years. That's what I want people to go for. Like, maybe like a half Hannah Montana, half Miley Cyrus from the show type costume. That'd be cool, because then, you know, you get the best of both worlds in that one.
Ooh, that's
isn't that
good?
Throwback.
I like
that.
By the way, speaking of couples costumes, as far as your friend doing the Milk costume, she should have some other dude go as Harvey Milk, the politician. And then it could be Milk.
Oh my gosh. That's funny.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell her that.
You should tell her
oh
that.
Oh my gosh.
Way
yeah.
to be politically conscious as well.
Yeah, there you go. So
actually, but if you want to keep it like modern Halloween, you got to make it like sexy Harvey Milk, which is what that's what people want to see.
Right.
Sexy
no.
like political figures. I want to see some sexy Martin Luther King Jr.'s. I want to see some Teddy Roosevelt's out there in like half shirts, but still with a mustache.
Crop top.
Hell yeah.
Crop top. Right. No, this year I thought we decided it's all about creativity. I was so over the sexy route.
True. Well, you know, you guys are girls, so you can be over the sexy route.
You're not.
Oh, guys, yeah. I haven't been out
Our
yet.
Our audio engineer just gave me a thumbs up on that one.
I'm going to, guys, I haven't been out that yet, but I'm going to slut it up so hard, and I'm not even sorry about it.
Slut so hard.
This motherfucker's so trying to find me.
Speaking of which, it's parents' weekend as well.
Yeah.
So how are we going to, are anyone's parents, like, coming up for that?
I hope you go to Funkin' Waffles with your parents and your Catwoman costume the next morning.
Oh,
can you please? Can you please? The
ultimate.
I know for a fact my parents are coming up on Sunday, and they said in the text, and I quote, "We're gonna spend hours with you." So Sunday might be a little rough for me. So and maybe I'll update you guys next podcast on how that went.
Oh God!
No. Like for me, it's not a problem. I've done it before. I've gone out and I've seen my parents the next morning, and I'm, you know, I have like this weird. There's this weird case where like I am never hungover. It's just an anomaly of mine.
See, that's an anomaly.
Guys, I think I got this weird thing. I think I'm a fucking superhero, is what you just said.
Really?
That should be my next costume. Oh, my God. Never I should make it a superhero costume out of it.
Never hungover less.
Oh,
I like it.
But, like, it's never been a problem. You know, my parents will come over. I've been like, hey, guys.
So you don't even look different?
I mean, I'm really tired. And then I'm just like, guys. I stayed up with my friends, and I want a nap. And they're like, yeah, you got that nap.
You
know,
deserve
I feel
it.
Like when I'm hungover, and I actually tweeted this weekend, I said I'm so worthless when I'm hungover, because people make fun of me. I'll get hungover easily, and I'm also, like, extremely worthless. It's like a whole new ball game. When I'm hungover, it's not just like
you're calling yourself worthless.
No, Larry. I learned this weekend when I woke up hungover consecutively Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Mm-hmm. None of those days anything got done. And I always like wake, and I feel like my face just looks like terrible and just like
you just feel like shit.
Yeah, it's and you eat not. A lot. But my parents aren't coming, so I'm kind of not too worried about that this weekend. Yeah. I hope to see some more fun costumes this weekend. And if you were already something, don't be a repeat costume offender.
Always.
You have to
always
know.
Always a repeat.
You have to know at Q's. There's two Halloween weekends. So, okay. So I have a little bit here about a popcorn situation that I'm totally in the dark about. Keely, what is said popcorn situation?
Okay, so I'll preface with saying that I do Halloween weekend wrong all the time, apparently, because last year, I didn't spend Halloween weekend here. It was tragic. I've actually never been to a Halloween weekend party here yet.
Yes.
I was at BU. I know. It's crazy.
It's a good place to be.
And because, you know, I'm missing home a little bit, and I like baseball, kind of. And so I went to Colgate to go watch the Cardinals game on Saturday with one of, like, my childhood friends.
Oh, yeah,
there.
The friggin' World Series is on, right?
Yeah, the friggin' World Series
go
is a thing.
Go, Red Sox!
Actually, the Sox just won tonight, like
they
2
did?
Minutes ago.
Oh,
woo! We won the World Series?
Yes.
Not yet.
No. I mean, no.
One more game.
You're not saying we. You're not from Boston. You can say
that. Oh, so I'm not allowed to, like, because I'm not from, you're not from Boston.
No, but I'm
she's
from
New Hampshire,
New
trying
Hampshire.
To act
so
like
New
she's
England.
From Boston.
That's not my
you
claim.
You barely then. Count. New England, I get you guys all stick
Excuse
together,
me.
But still, come on.
We don't have a baseball team, okay? I have to attach to someone. Sorry. Tangent.
All right.
I got
anyway.
You. I got you.
Popcorn.
So, for all you listeners, you're probably going to know who won the World Series, but tonight, while we're recording, the Red Sox just won. So, yeah, that's why I was checking my phone. So, concerning popcorn.
Yeah, what is this?
My friend invited my boyfriend and I out to go watch this game. We watched the game. It was pretty intense, crazy
at,
call.
It was.
So at great. Fenway? Is that where?
At Colgate.
Oh, it was at Colgate?
No,
not like their...
No. Oh. No. The game was in St. Louis.
Oh, okay.
So, like, we didn't drive out there.
That's what I thought you meant.
You know, a day trip to St. Louis is whatever.
That's what I mean.
And, like, we just went to go watch it at Colgate. So we came back, and it was around, like, 1:30 in the morning. And literally, like, we came back, and we thought there were, like, little rocks all over my boyfriend's car. And we're like, what? And we look closer, literally all over his windshield, covered in popcorn, like buttery popcorn,
ew.
Just all over the windshield, like all up in everything.
Ew. And like, actually, no, not ew. Was it still hot though?
Was it
like
still
was it warm?
Don't. He's don't contemplating eating it off your car.
Yeah. I think it was like from like a huge bag or whatever. But like there was a trail of popcorn leading from his house out to the car, and then it stopped. And we thought that someone was playing a prank on him or whatever. And we thought it was, like, his roommate's, like, frat brothers or something, thinking it was his roommate's car. But, like, then one of our other friends came over, and he was like, yeah, I saw, like, popcorn, like, way back there. And I found out that it had been happening to other people, too.
Oh, my God, is this, like, a new, like, fad?
A new thing, because what happens
I'm gonna, like, go on friggin' Reddit and be like, oh, just popcorn this dude's Prius.
No.
It happened to, like, a few other of my friends where, like, popcorn is just all over the windshield. And what happens is if you don't, like, notice it, and if you wake up in the morning, like, birds will have eaten it, and then they'll shit on your
car.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's actually an asshole thing
to
do.
So it's actually a really douchey thing to do. And, like, my friend woke up with shit all over his car and, like, popcorn and everything.
So terrible.
And then you have to clean it off yourself.
Such a bitch move.
Yeah, and they, like, picked and chose, like, what cars they put it on. Like, my
Who's
boyfriend's
they?
Car, I don't even, whoever did it.
They.
My
this
boyfriend's
gang
car.
Gang of rapscallions doing this.
Yeah, well, he was like the only car like in the area who had it on him, and like somewhere like completely different on like Lambeth, my other friend got hit, and like there was like popcorn over
got
my
hit.
Like,
got
hit small.
Oh no.
It'll become a thing, like you got hit with the popcorn.
You know what would be
yeah.
a cool
oh, shit.
Prank?
Oh,
you know
shit.
What would be a cool prank during the summer? I mean, this is for anyone to do.
We're
okay, you guys, this is what we're going to do.
The Jerk Podcast team.
Listen up, see? This is how we're going to pull this
gang.
Off. Anyway, we're going to take popcorn kernels, like an unpopped popcorn, put them in someone's, like, in that, like, little slit between the hood and the windshield, and...
Oh. That's a really good idea!
And then it's going to get all hot and shit, and then that shit will just pop everywhere,
and
it'll,
then
like...
you get a bucket and you eat it.
Exactly, off of your car,
right.
And then you go to the drive-in... You go to the drive-in, and people, your girl will be like, where's the popcorn? It'll be like, right here. Pop the hood. It's all right there. So this is not as much of a prank as it is a date idea. So you're welcome, idiot crazy enough to try this.
Convenient.
Okay, popcorn thing at Syracuse, kind of more, I would say, play, not as much harm. But we had something happen this weekend that was kind of harmful. I don't know if this was
really
a prank.
Harmful, I think.
I don't know if this was a prank or if this was some kind of bizarre happening, but there was a fraternity on campus this past weekend that saw some perhaps pepper spray, perhaps mace, you know, situation.
Just hearing about this, like, 5 minutes before we started this podcast, I'm still, like, shocked about this whole situation that someone did this.
All right, so I just want to also, a technical term, we just want to take the attention over the fact that this has been on the news. We took a look at it.
Multiple mediums.
It's not just like the DO. This is like
actual real news.
I will tell you in a second which news articles have it. So I saw it on the Daily Orange. I saw it on NBC News, which is kind of a big deal.
Boom.
Observer Dispatch. I don't really know what that is. YNN. Your News Now, the Post Standards, the local newspaper, Channel 9 News, which is another local paper, and someone else said that they saw it elsewhere. So,
Washington Post or something.
Post. So this is a bigger happening than perhaps we thought as students. So we just wanted to attribute it before we sit here and say this because, you know we want to rep our school well. But there was something that happened this weekend during, you know, a Halloween party social scene where there were students who were partying at this fraternity and they got what we believe to be pepper sprayed or maced. And, you know, basically it's super deadly, but they spray it in or near your face and you know, have trouble breathing and your eyes clog up and it's really scary. So they had to shut it down and, you know, SPD, Syracuse Police Department, had to come. And I was actually going to go there. My girlfriend and I were thinking about, we were like, what are we going to do tonight? Where are we going to go? And we were going to head over for a little. And then I have not too many memories, but I remember someone saying, oh, don't, you can't go, like, all this stuff. So that's why.
Yeah, like, people were hospitalized. Like, that's
two people.
By definition, it's, like, you know, non-lethal. But still, you know, it can really mess with you. Like, my brother, he's in the Air Force. He's stationed in Tampa, Florida right now. But during his, like, tech school thing, when he was, like, still training and learning and all that, as part of his training, he had to get pepper sprayed and, like, run some obstacle course or something. There's a video of it online. And it's, well, he's my brother. It's hilarious. It's hilarious to watch him get pepper sprayed and try and, like, do stuff. But I called him later that day after I saw it. And he was still, like, he couldn't, like, do anything. He was in bed and he was wearing sunglasses. And he's like, oh, man, this hurts so bad. My throat hurts so bad.
It hurts you. Yeah.
Yeah, like, it really, like, messes with you.
Pepper spray, like, it's used to, like,
it's illegal, too.
Yeah. And it's, like, used to,
well, like, military, like, grade, you know? That, like, probably is. But, like,
like, defend yourself.
I thought you were
allowed,
like, to have, like, little mace things.
No, it's illegal.
Is it?
No way.
Yes, it is.
I don't
totally.
Yes,
can
it
we,
is.
Can we fact check this?
It's complete,
I'm on it.
Fact checker Keely.
I remember it being illegal because when I first came to Syracuse when I was a freshman, my dad gets all worried. He's a super big worry guy. He goes, I'm going to have my friend who's a police guy get you some pepper spray. And I go, why is your police friend have to get it for me? He goes, hey, there's no way else you can get it. It's illegal, especially maybe it's a statewide thing.
I think
New York State might be legal because my dad would have.
Legal in Texas.
I'm about to find out at pepperspraystore.com.
It's so, definitely legal in New Hampshire.
Pepperspraystore.com. No, but
for
so
all your pepper spray needs. Coming to Big Al's house of pepper spray. I'm thinking of a commercial for this. It's going to be huge, you guys.
It is, according to pepperspraystore.com. It is
creative.
Legal.
It is legal to carry defense sprays in New York, but they must be purchased within the state. Pepper spray cannot legally be mailed to any city or county in New York. Most other parts of the country do allow for these products to be shipped in, so people who live in nearby states may legally have pepper spray. So you just have to buy it within, like, New York.
Yeah. So well, the point is, though, it's not like a common thing that you can pick up, obtain, walk around with, and you gotta wonder the motive for someone to bring, you know, spend their money or whatever and bring this pepper spray into a frat party. You gotta wonder what was going on, their reason for doing that. Was it like, oh, this is gonna really take this party to the next level? Like, everyone's gonna go wild.
Oh no.
And, like, it's like, no, dude.
It's kind of like rather twisted.
Oh, absolutely.
Unless, like, they're like drunk or under some influence of something else, and they're just like, yeah, man, let's bring this. It'll be crazy. It's like,
yeah, well, I have no clue about the motives. That's
well,
kind
you
of
know,
bizarre.
Not to be this guy, but, you know, let's be glad it was, like, just pepper spray,
yeah.
though. Because, like,
yeah.
according to some other incidences, like, last year, the dude who got stabbed during Midnight Madness or something.
Yeah.
Like, I think I would take pepper spray over the stabbing.
Well, yeah, but not when you just walk
a
into a Halloween party
yeah,
and you
true.
Think
yeah.
you're just going to, like, listen to, you know.
Okay, yeah, but,
yeah.
like, you know, I'm glad to stop there is what I'm trying to say. You know,
yeah.
like,
yeah,
people got hurt and messed with, but.
Yeah.
Well, just talking about that, do you guys think the security is going to be upped at all this weekend? Because I think that Syracuse police and DPS are smart enough to know that there is going to be Halloween festivities on the actual weekend of Halloween
oh,
this
of
weekend.
Course.
So I'm wondering if they're going to up security and bring in more actual police, especially around fraternities now that they've had this happen once.
Oh, most definitely.
Security
yeah.
is already going to be
sure.
like, I feel like security is already going to be like amped up more than like it would be during the year because yeah. Halloween's such like a night of debauchery and like
yeah.
shit like that.
Yeah. And
I guess it gets like so they're already gonna be like on their guard. So but like taking it another step, I don't know, maybe they won't. This seemed like a pretty isolated incident.
I don't know. I think though also just Parents Weekend, like Syracuse always like we bring out like our best food, like we bring out all this like the best of Syracuse. So it's like, oh, we have extra protection. Like even like, I don't
so
know.
You think
yeah.
they would be doing it to
so
make
I think,
themselves look better? Is what you're saying,
I think, like, yeah, to keep us better and, I don't know, to keep us more safe.
Yeah.
And that,
well
doesn't,
as,
that doesn't sound like it's keeping us more safe. It sounds like, it, the way, like, now that I think about it, it sounds like they want to do that just to sort of, like, give the impression to the parents
oh, yeah.
that we're being taken care of, like, better than we actually are. Not
well,
saying that we're not
yeah.
being taken care of. It's just, you know, we don't usually have high-end fucking security,
no.
like, for a
yeah.
weekend party.
But I'm thinking after the pepper spray incident,
yeah.
like, even just
then,
that, even that solely, I'm thinking, because this got out, and obviously this got out in a big way. It made it to NBC,
yeah,
which
yeah.
is my news medium of choice, so.
And also, if you think about it, like, because it is a night of debauchery, who loves to participate in debauchery but townies? Townies are going
to
be around.
To debaucherize.
Yeah.
Actually, have I told you guys
parties.
This? I got my, that one townie that was the freeloader. He's out of my house now.
Really?
Yeah.
Woo!
Congratulations. We got him out. Well, basically, you know, he stole some stuff. So that was like, that
oh.
is the straw that breaks the camel's back. By camel's back, I mean he stole a $60 hat I bought on the internet. I didn't even get to wear it yet. It was a beanie. Now it's beanie season. I don't have that hat.
Now
like,
it's beanie.
Wait,
you
did you not get
it
back
it?
From him?
Oh, yeah, I'm positive that he has it because I saw his Instagram where he was wearing that hat. And I didn't want to be the guy to accuse him of, like, taking a hat. So I went through every fucking Instagram picture and every Facebook picture he had. He's not wearing that hat in any other picture. Now, listeners, I know you might be saying, well, maybe he just didn't take a picture in that hat before today. This hat was so fucking fly. It was so cool. There's no way you don't take a selfie of yourself the second you buy it or the second you put it on. So I knew because the same time mine went missing, he started walking around with one. And at this point, I don't know what he's up to, where he is. Last I heard, he was like staying at his ex-girlfriend's place for like a couple days.
That's
but
awkward.
Even if he's like, no disrespect to the guy. Well, actually, yeah, mad disrespect. He stole my hat.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care if he's sleeping on a park bench right now.
Lock
I know his head's
up,
warm.
Townie.
I know his head's warm.
His head's fucking warm.
So anyway,
Lucy's like his head's fucking warm.
Right. That was a little. That was like a little off track on my part. But
what's
well,
our track anyway? I don't
what
know.
Is it? But you know, be careful. There's some shady characters going to be walking around,
they're
especially
steal
Halloween.
Your fucking beanies. You want to know who else?
Your $60 freaking.
Why would you even pay
that's
that
a
for a cap,
because
essentially?
It was not just a cap. It was an ASAP Rocky Calm the Fuck Down beanie.
Okay.
He wears it in music videos. It's very high fashion. Now, I don't usually partake in stuff like this. I'm not the kind of guy to see something in a music video, be like, I have to have that. But this was so freaking fly.
Oh,
and I was like, you know what? I've earned this. Let me splurge for a second. And this is what I get for it. This is the fruit of my labors.
Wait, who is this ASAP Rocky you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
So, no, I don't know him.
Yes, you
no,
do.
No,
he loves bad bitches. That's his fucking problem.
Oh, that's who that is?
Oh, yeah,
that's
well,
Rocky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, okay.
He does more
yeah,
than that.
Yeah.
I'm not. I okay,
he does
people
more.
Listening, I know ASAP. I was just, like, clarifying for people
he's
that
he's in
didn't.
A room full of, like, white girls, so he might have to.
Yeah, right? It's. Well, anyway, it was. Like, anyone, like, someone who knows ASAP heard that I got that hat, and they cringed at the thought of it getting stolen. I can tell. I can feel it through the mic, through the sound wave frequency science words.
The future, too? This hasn't even been released yet.
Yeah, I know. That's how hard it cringes. I can feel
Wait,
that.
Wait, okay, so I had a good segue, but you traveled right back. Okay, so now we're going to talk about, this is a really ineffective segue. Next, we are going to tell you about Snoop motherfucking Dogg. Okay, the web did a story, Jerk Web, which you should probably check out.
You should probably check out
Jerk Web stories, because I'm a columnist, and there are a lot of other awesome columnists that write. Is Snoop still top dog? Perspectives on failing artists.
Since when was he top dog?
So obviously,
always.
Jerk.
Since always.
When he dropped it like it was hot, girl. That was pretty...
Okay,
good.
Yeah, but also before that, we had Gin and Juice and that whole era.
I only know Drop It Like It's Hot.
Anyone, come on. Back when he was Snoop Doggy Dogg. Back in the 90s.
When white chicks, okay?
90s? The 90s?
Yes, that's when he started. That's when he was Snoop Doggy Dogg. In like 91.
91?
1, 2, I gotta three into the four.
I wasn't even conceived in 91.
So, but he was still, oh my God, he's been pumping out bangers
How old is he?
He's like 40-something.
He's an old man.
He's not even 50. He's not even 50.
So when he was saying drop it like it's hot, he was like in his like mid to late 30s?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I had literally no clue.
This is appalling to me that I have to explain Snoop Dogg's like.
So you disagree with Jerk's point in saying you think he's still top dog?
Yeah, absolutely. I disagree. Of course he's still top dog.
I think so too.
He's shaped the gangster rap game. Him, Dr. Dre, N.W.A., Tupac.
What's the difference between Dr. Dre and Tupac? They're different. Like
Well, Tupac's dead.
You guys, I might have to quit. But like, anyway, Tupac. Of course, he's still like the top dog because like he hasn't changed his style up like really at all. But that's
he's dead.
What it
since
for
his
him.
Death. Yeah. He hasn't changed.
Oh,
his
not
style.
Tupac. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Like, oh, Snoop. I'm sorry.
Even
I meant Snoop.
Even I know he's a fucking hologram.
Okay, but Snoop hasn't really changed his style because this is what works for him. It's that easy sort of like gangster rap. Well, not easy always. There's a lot of shooting people, and it's just, you know, weed, fucking gang activity, and just fucking Snoop Dogg just living life on the West Coast. He reps the West Coast, and like him and Dr. Dre and N.W.A., they like shaped rap into what it is today. Like without them, we probably wouldn't have like G-Unit. I know you guys remember them. We wouldn't have Kendrick. We would not have Kendrick Lamar. You guys know Kendrick Lamar.
All right, guys, I'm gonna go on a whim and say that Ice Cube changed the rap game because like he had like you know iconic songs like "Fuck the Police" and where is he now? He's doing those movies like "Are We There
Isn't he
Yet?"
With Coco, Ice and Coke. What isn't he?
Oh, that's Ice-T. Not Ice Cube. Oh.
Are you serious?
Ice-T,
they
come from
Ice-T's
the same,
on, like,
the
CSI
same place,
or something,
though.
Right?
It's the same place, though.
I thought he was married to Coco.
Which is, Ice-T is married to Coco. Ice Cube.
Oh, my God. I don't know any of this.
You check yourself
before
you wreck
yourself.
Too many frozen things. All of you,
check yourself.
All of you here need to check yourself before you wreck yourself.
I just did.
That's an Ice Cube thing.
Ice Cube needs to check himself before he wrecks himself because he has wrecked himself.
Yeah, everyone knows that. Everyone knows Ice Cube's like, well, I can't say that because Ice Cube will come here and he will beat my ass. He just always looks angry, doesn't he?
He's
all about money now. He has kids. He doesn't have time for the gangster shit.
You know his personal life.
Yeah, you know. I was Skyping Ice Cube the other day, and he was like, you know, I don't have time for the gangster stuff anymore. I'm like, I got you, Cube.
College bills, man.
But he was instrumental in shaping it, too, with N.W.A. He was a part of that. And N.W.A. Has anyone heard of N.W.A.? Just by show of hands. Okay, what? Lakota is, thank you. Our exec is. Everyone else, please educate yourself before I go even further into this.
What's it even stand for?
N-words with attitude.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
okay, well,
that's what it was.
I mean, Britney is the queen of pop, so Britney's still the pop princess, so I feel like. All right, so Snoop is still on top in your mind.
Not in my mind, in the
world.
In the world, Snoop Dogg.
I agree.
Doesn't matter how many times he changes his name. Because changing your name doesn't, you know, change the style. Eminem was Slim Shady before this. Common was Common
Didn't
Sense.
Didn't Eminem just put out a new song?
He did. I heard it was. I haven't listened to it yet.
I have heard it.
Do you like
Rap
it?
Rap God is a dope.
I heard for some people who are big rap people, yes. For like general like people who just like rap every now and then, I wouldn't really say so.
Is it scary? Like his other songs?
No, it's not like scary.
That's where we are with Rap. This isn't scary.
Rap can be scary. Rap can be scary.
Eminem is fucking scary.
But that's what it is.
Going back to Snoop Dogg.
Remember when he wrote that rap song and he drove off the bridge? Tears grown cold.
Stan was in it or something,
and like Elton John or something.
he does stuff with Elton John a lot.
Yeah, he does that.
Elton.
I wonder what Elton John would like to do with him. Okay. I really think that that's all the time we have for you. No, maybe we have some more, but we've exhausted this podcast.
I can't even talk anymore anyway. I'm too apologetic.
I don't want to walk home with Malcolm because I'm just going to get a...
It'll be in a quiet, awkward walk. I will let you know.
Rap education.
I already sound like a six-year-old woman who's been...
A grown six-year-old woman.
All right, let's wrap
Hashtag
this up. Everyone just shout out their Twitter so we can wrap this up.
My Twitter is HALEY_SCHLUTER.
My Twitter is at Special K Sally, spelled, oh fuck, SPECIALKSULLY.
Make sure you get the oh fuck in the middle of that.
I can't
it's
spell. It's fine. I'm at LTOM_art.
I'm at Marvelous_Mal_ the character, not the word. And, you know, follow me because, like, my last tweet, I chronicled me ordering a pizza. It's pretty hilarious, if I do say so myself. Definitely, like, top 15. So check it out. Well, we're plugging ourselves anyway.
Plug.
Okay.
Thanks. Share us.
Listen to Snoop Dogg. Please just educate yourself. That's
Happy Halloween.